and I have to ask you about this, but it's on the edge of the constituency. But
why do I think I know where you're going on this one?
But this week we had Ed Balls suggesting that he might pull the plug on the government backing for the Garden Bridge. It's something that, if built, would affect some of the people living in the Oxo Tower and along that bit of your constituency. You've got other connections to the Garden Bridge project. How do you feel about what Ed Balls has said this week about reviewing that project?
My wife is a landscape architect on the Garden Bridge, working for Dan Pearson. I think she's doing an amazing job. I love the project. I think it will be a massive asset to London. I think it will be an absolute... People will wonder why it wasn't there. It will benefit hundreds and thousands of people in the future, well after Sarah and I are long gone. The idea that our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whatever, could be benefiting from that, I think is a wonderful... It's a wonderful idea. It's a wonderful project. It would be a shame if it's not done. My reservations around it are partly about public costs. I'd like to see more private money raised to pay for it. I would have liked a cycle path on it. And do I think the bridge is absolutely essential in that specific location? Perhaps not, but this is the only one that Boris put forward. This is the one that has the backing and support to go ahead and to have a garden bridge in central London. I just think it's amazing, and it would be a massive pity if it wasn't done.
But could the people who live on that bit of the South Bank, who already live in an incredibly busy part of London, and are perhaps, amongst other things, a bit concerned about the prospect of another 6 million people coming past their homes every year, could they rely on you, if you were elected, to take their concerns seriously and to have a dialogue with them and represent them?
Of course. I mean, I live on Crampton Street now, and I address the Pullens issues day in, day out, and with the leaseholders there, isn't it? I mean, with the conflict of interest where you live or what your partner does, there's no pecuniary interest for me. During construction, obviously, there's mitigation issues that needed there. I think what's fascinating about that bridge, though, is that I think it will drive traffic back north. So this is really one, the South Bank has had years of regeneration and some fantastic projects that have come up on the South Bank over the last couple of decades in particular. Then you look at what's on the north side where the bridge lands, it's that part of London that actually needs more of a drive. And I think Westminster have been quite canny about how they've pitched this, because I think you'll see more towards going back over the bridge, back up to Covent Garden. And that's where it's unusual in that it's a north bank drive of regeneration rather than South Bank.
Well, or the alternative scenario is that you'll get a lot of people who do a circuit over the Garden Bridge, along the river, back over the Millennium Bridge and round, which could create impacts in Bermondsey and Old Southwark quite significantly. But also Boris Johnson has made a big play of the possible effect on land values of the Garden Bridge project. But can you understand why people find that a bit hard to take? A, when there are parts of London where that level of public investment could make a huge difference, and B, when 100, 200 yards from the Garden Bridge you've got £20 million, £23 million homes on the market. Does a location that has that kind of property bubble really need £60 million of public investment to boost land values?
As I said, it's not location one which is needed, and yes, I have concerns about how it's funded, but this is how Boris has taken it forward. If Ed Balls is going to take it forward and ensure there is other private investment, then great. That would address one of those issues. The Bridge Trust will be responsible for maintenance. There's no cost to either Lambeth or Westminster, and they're the planning authorities involved. But we've got, the problem you identify is a problem with Boris. A part-time mayor who's never had both eyes focused on London. He's always had other jobs, like with the Telegraph, now, standing for Parliament. Actually, if we'd had someone who was really focused on London and driving forward regeneration in London, perhaps, we wouldn't be in a scenario where so much, because originally it wasn't going to be this level of public investment. So if Boris had been focused on doing the job in London, maybe we wouldn't have ended up in this situation.